Hi, I'm Leslie Hope. I play Terry Bauer.
I'm Steve Hopkins. I directed this episode and did some co-executive producing on the whole thing.
Look at that.
Just looking back at Terry's horrible journey to this point. Memory loss, rape.
A little bit of everything. It's pretty good that they killed me. I wouldn't have had anything to do in season two.
He'd been kidnapped, raped, and
lost
almost
memory.
Assassinated. And
that's
lost
right.
Memory.
Uh-huh. Found out my husband was having an affair and I was pregnant.
That's right.
Really, I mean, there was nothing else left for me to do, but maybe...
They asked me about some of my favorite points. I was saying one of the most intense moments was that time when you and Alicia were about to go and be executed. Gross that was. It was really awful.
Yeah, that was actually some of the more difficult work, I think, that we had to do on this. Actually, every day was difficult to tell the truth, wasn't it?
Yeah, no easy, yummy days. That's right, down in Long Beach. Dennis Hopper is in the fray. It's a great location. It was a little difficult to shoot because it was so much water and so many safety issues. And Alicia always on the run.
Look at her. Beautiful, even though she's on the run, though. This is, in fact, the first time I'm seeing this episode. It's the only one I haven't watched of the entire season. Is it any good?
Have a look. What do you think? This location was great. It suited the 24 sort of style so much, you know, all the industrial toughness of it.
You're right.
Jelko, isn't it? For many episodes, wasn't he?
Such a terrific actor, that guy.
Yeah, he's seen him in everything. Alicia spent the whole 24 episodes on the run, didn't she?
And so
did you, really, after the first episode.
Well, I had a little break at that house, and then I had to find out that Sarah had been sleeping with my man.
Yeah.
In fact, I think at this point, aren't I supposedly relaxing back at CTU?
I think you're having a good time, yeah. As God, all you guys had to be so fit in the show, didn't you? You'd turn up, be jumping over fences.
Right.
Running around.
But I had a little more years on me than Alicia when we started, so I knew to wear sensible shoes and pants that I could eat lunch in when we started.
You're lucky. Unlike Sarah, Sarah had to wear her outfit for the
whole
series.
That's right. The outfit that she auditioned in fact.
Do you have any idea what's going on out there? Since no one has seen a body, the media is circulating all kinds of rumors.
Look, I will tell them as soon as I have confirmation that Jack Bauer's daughter is safe.
And then what, David? You're going to play dead?
Wow, we shot so much stuff with Penny and Dennis in bedrooms, hotels, and offices. They never really went anywhere except for that, you know, one episode we did in the power station.
That's right.
Everyone was there.
And did you use a lot of split screen in the stuff with these guys, too?
I think so. Where it was, you know, the right thing to do, yes.
Just ask, and I've never seen the episode.
So just be quiet so you can hear it.
All right,
and
right,
watch
right,
it properly.
Right. Can we just stay quiet for the whole
the screening
thing?
For you. Yeah, but Penny by this time has turned out to be a real villain. She's one of the great villains, I think. And I was desperate to work with her because she was in the Larry Sanders Show, which I loved. And she came into this show and she really, and the audiences loved her so much. She turned into this, to want of a better term, Lady Macbeth character. And Dennis is so super authentic that you just go on with anything he says. It's great.
There's the evil Nina.
And we know it by now. Do we know it by now? Gosh, I should know the answer
to
these questions.
Yes, we do.
Did I find that last episode? I assume you still haven't heard anything. And of course, Xander and Sarah end up getting married.
That's right.
He's a cool guy.
Picked up a girl at Port of Los Angeles, says she's Jag's daughter.
That's true.
Oh, I don't think we do know yet, Stephen.
God, I feel terrible. I should have found out
what
before
happened
I watched
this episode.
I'm trying to remember the exact moment we find out.
Isn't it when she... Oh, here we go.
Yeah, she claims to be the daughter of one of your agents.
Jack Bauer?
That's right.
All right. Can I speak with her, please?
Because all the way through, you were led to think that Xander was the bad guy. and everyone else, Carlos. In fact, at one point, remember the great Latino actress was carted out because she tried to kill herself because she was a baddie.
Mm-hmm. Jamie.
Jamie. She was fun.
Send two tactical teams, highest priority. Have the local law enforcement establish a perimeter.
Right.
Where are you right now, Sergeant?
Just north of the harbor.
All right, get Kim over here ASAP, all right?
Hurry up, guys. We've got to find Jack before he walks into a trap.
Sounds good. To harbor. We need to coordinate two.
Let's go.
Let's roll.
Jack is driving into another trap.
And meanwhile, he thinks I'm safe and sound back at CTU, right?
Yes, you're mm-hmm. safe. You're fine. You just have to save the daughter. So good with all this paraphernalia, isn't he?
He's such an amazing actor that he could do juggle all these balls and be the heart of the show the way he was.
And spout sort of jargon when necessary and be emotional.
And he set such a high standard for the rest of us. You really had to keep reaching to meet his level all the time.
I was in England doing the Peter Sellers film, and they were advertising the second season of 24,
mm-hmm.
and all they did on BBC Two was just run one shot of Kiefer behind a wheel of a car, and for a minute he just went from that into bawling his eyes out. And that's what they used for the whole trailer. It's 24 series two. It's brilliant. I've seen like it.
Come to the parking lot of the freight office. I'll come out with her.
Let me speak to her first.
There's been enough talking.
After everything that's happened today, you expect...
Of course, I try and keep everyone on the move.
Mm-hmm.
No one's allowed to sit still on this show, very much.
Get down here now, or I'll kill her myself.
Especially the camera guys. How about them?
Actually, I try to get the actors to do more of the running around than the camera guys.
They wouldn't say that.
Yeah. It's because they're weak. I think both Guy and Jay both had their right shoulders were much higher than their left by the end of the show, carrying the cameras mm-hmm. around.
Nina, what's the ETA on the tech teams?
5 on the Alpha, 8 on the Beta.
Doesn't matter.
Myers.
Nina, it's me.
Where are you?
Listen carefully. I've just confirmed that someone at CTU is feeding the Drazens information.
Based on what?
They know that Palmer wasn't killed in the blast.
I wonder who.
That kind of intel.
Besides me, just Tony, Mason, and Chappelle.
Well, the one of those three is working for them. You need to find out which one.
Hey, Jack, what are you doing? Where are you?
Andre agreed to a trade. Me for Kim.
So what are you going to do? You're just going to walk right up to them?
If I can guarantee Kim's safety, yes. Nina.
Hey, it's pretty good.
Hmm?
It's pretty good.
You like it so far?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have watched it before coming in.
I know what happens.
Oh, to your character, and the rest of it's like blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Ah, here we go.
I think this is when we find out something, right?
Come on, Andre, show your head.
I don't think the situation will require much spin, as long as you do what you've been doing all along.
Great Jude, also amazing actor.
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. It was great to get a lot of these not that well-known actors in those days,
mm-hmm.
you know, to play these sort of as hard as it's been for low-key, underacting kind of stuff. It's fun.
I never actually got to meet Jude, you know, until about halfway through the show because we had nothing, none of our scenes crossed at all.
Right.
So there's this whole other world happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were stuck out on your own, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
A reliable source from inside
Senator Palmer's campaign confirmed just moments ago that the senator was indeed unharmed by the blast reported here over an
Damn
hour
it.
Ago. What is still uncertain is why the senator...
Are you supposed to be dead?
Sure.
About his death.
David, we have to deal with the press. David! David!
Sherry's in trouble now.
You just couldn't wait to leak it to the press, could you?
David,
it was you. What were you thinking?
They already knew.
Damn it, Sherry, the way you keep defying me.
I'm not defying you, David. I am protecting you.
Protecting me from what?
This is a good scene. It's built up for months, this scene, between the two of them. And you never really see Dennis lose it normally.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you take to make a statement, the more control you give up. Come on.
Damn, if that child dies!
Did you see him do this in rehearsal too, or did you just sort of block it by the numbers? Do you remember?
We just, you know, we never rehearsed, did we?
No, I
don't. We talked about stuff.
We talked about it a lot.
Sometimes we rehearsed at home or something on the weekends, but in the end, I think everyone knew what they were stood by episode 24.
It was one of the great, great professional experiences of my life that we could actually do that, like what you said, on the weekends. We'd go through script and go through story points and have a clear understanding of what we were doing before we came into work. It doesn't happen very often, especially in TV.
Helped me a lot. It's like you already do. Aha.
Does Bauer know?
No, not yet. I'm the only one who's in contact with him. I've been ordered by CT.
What a witch. And she's walking around this sort of square corridor we had built just for long conversations on the phone. Right. You just walk around and around and around. And look like you could be in different areas.
The girl is not stupid. Father, we barely have time to make it to international waters as it is. I can't risk you getting captured again. Give me the form.
Dennis doesn't need to do much, really, does he? He's just so
no.
cool.
Yes.
You tell him his daughter is dead. Her body was found floating...
When Dennis first came in, his accent was bizarre, but then when we had a Serbian fella there, he was absolutely really authentic. But we had to change it because we couldn't understand a word he said. So you had to tone it down to a less good accent. But when you're talking all this, you know, when you're doing accents in this kind of show where everyone's talking about computer stuff and complicated
right.
names and this and that.
No, it's me. I think you should come back to CTU.
I can't. I'm running out of time. I'm going in to get Kim now.
Oh, she's going to tell Jack Alicia's dead.
I'll tell you this, Jack.
What is it, Nina? Nina, what is it?
Coast Guard Cutter answered the APB we put out on Kim. They found her body, Jack.
What?
I'm sorry. She's dead.
No.
Jack, I'm so sorry. I know. Jack.
It's kind of a weird moment in the drama to pull this moment. Because we know it's not true. So you have to see our lead actor go through, you know, hell, everything's failed and everything, and the show's only about 20 minutes in. There's a strange... unusual dramatic device to use.
And he's such an incredible performer.
But the good thing about it, of course, you just want him to go and blow his brains out now. And the way we killed Dennis later on, which was a little controversial, I think it worked out in the end. It was supposed to be a bit more of a shootout at the end, but we just went for straightforward. Good old-fashioned Shakespearean revenge at the end.
So beautifully lit, too.
Dennis is in trouble now.
Mm-hmm. Here he goes. There's the Jack Bauer we know and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we get the specially big guns out now with the special things in them. Can't tell you how hard it was to break this window. The fact he did it at all is amazing. We had all the stunt guys bashing away for half an hour, nothing would break. But it was safer to do it with tempered glass than with fake glass.
Maybe
too crushed by the thought of his daughter's death.
And that is exactly why he will come. Believe me. I know.
Awesome.
We've done some of these sequences now, just sort of chuck cameras everywhere we could.
How many cameras did you have going through this, besides the regular two guys, do you remember?
Maybe we had three on the final episode. But sometimes we carry a couple of just extra bodies and leave them in places to get run over by cars and things. There's so many endings on this episode.
That's right. Well, I knew three. Were there more?
Well, I mean, there's the ending of him and Dennis. There's the ending of Dennis Haysbert and Penny. You know, there's Nina, you.
Right.
This was very difficult to shoot in the time we had.
It's the only job I've ever been on where the show ran on schedule all the way through.
Mm. We're always being told to cut action sequences out, and we always made them in the end, some shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
And because Kiefer could do so many of his own stunts, it helped a lot. Didn't have to hide his face so much, and he had that great stunt man too, who was terrific. Sequence. I don't think this was scripted like this. I just kind of felt like what you wouldn't expect. You expect him to not shoot the unarmed bad guy.
Nice.
So, real anti-hero stuff, I think. That was the good thing about 24. You could do stuff where...
Wasn't it because, too, that people weren't watching as much then as they are now? Did you feel like we were a little off the leash? We could get away with things that you might not be able to if it were a hit right out of the gate?
But I think early on in the series, you know, we would pull off things which were a little shocking, and then we'd... You know, Fox liked us to try and do one a week of something just really so that people go, you know, like him, he needed the guy's fingerprints in episode two, so he just cut his thumb off
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And all that kind of wacky stuff. So it was good to do stuff that was brutal and stuff that, you know, that generally doesn't happen in the cinema anymore, because in the cinema most of the heroes now are really flawless.
Mm-hmm.
And again... I apologize for the misunderstanding. As you can imagine, this has been a very chaotic
situation. I think this was at the Sheraton just around the corner from our lovely warehouse, wasn't it? I think went there quite a lot.
We regret that false information has been broadcast regarding this incident. But thankfully, no one was hurt. My family and I are safe, and we have no intention of letting...
At this point, Stephen, did you know, too, that you weren't going to be back for season two? Did you know that yet? That you were just going to do the first year?
Yeah, kind of beat me up the first year. It was too much work. It was 10 months of 7 days a week.
Right, doing every other two.
Yeah, and then being around for the other episodes
right.
too. And being unpleasant to other directors.
It was a great gift for us, though, to have a consistency of direction and to have a director who also had the power of a producer. So we had one voice that we could listen to. It's a really great way to run a show, I think.
Yeah, not so good for the line producer. But Cyrus, who was the line producer, pulled off miracles on the show, I think.
I don't know, Sherry. I think David should make that call.
Oh, no, I don't.
David's in no frame of mind to make critical decisions right now. It's going to take you and I to steer this thing by ourselves, okay? Until he gets his head screwed on right.
She was so popular, the character.
Yeah.
Because
she was fantastic.
I think African Americans are sort of kind of sick of them either, you know, the characters either being goody.
Right.
Or like,
noble.
You know, or drug dealing pimps,
right.
Whatever. It's a, they
so
love the fact that the President of the United States had a wife who was really diabolical.
Uh-huh.
What's this all about?
He didn't say. If I were you, I'd take it as an opportunity to make the first move. To patch things up. Make things right, Sherry.
Fine, Mike.
She's so good.
She's
so good.
I mean, all the way through the first series, she just keeps on doing the wrong thing all the time. You know she's going to come and do more terrible things.
By himself?
Evidently.
Is he all right?
He's alive.
What about the Dresdens?
What are you talking about?
Dead. Congratulations, Terry. Your family's fine. They're on their way over here right now. Anyway, Karis counts 7 down. Jack's last man standing. Want to contact Secret Service All Update Division?
Listen, I just talked to Jack an hour ago. He said he was on his way to
Terry,
get Kim. What?
I told you everybody's fine. Now go in there and celebrate. Relax. Fine.
Where are you off to?
I think I'm off to find Nina.
Oh,
have
right,
a little look
are.
Around. She's my ally at this point.
Yeah, to ask her what's going
my
on.
My friend. Sort of. I don't know if you remember this, but at this point I certainly know how the show is going to end, but we have, or how it might end. We have 3 possible endings. I die, I live, I go to the emergency room. Right?
That's right.
And I thought the ending of me dying was so great that I sort of drew that line in the sand with you and said, I really don't think we should shoot the other things. You said, well, we're going to be here all night then because we're going to shoot them. So get to it. Oh, okay.
I mean, this is the ending that we all loved.
It was fantastic.
But the problem was at the time, I remember there was always stuff in the papers all the time about the next episode of 24 all the time. So we kept on getting... People were... The newspapers kept on leaking what was going to happen in the next episode.
Right.
So one of the main reasons we shot the 3 endings, because we could have come back and done it, was to put off anyone in case there was some kind of mole inside somewhere in the organization or the post-production to tell people what was going to happen, because that's one of the unusual things about 24. It was you had to actually watch it, otherwise next day you'd find out what happened.
Right, that's right.
Just call me when it's time.
Someone is there?
Yes.
I understand.
You speak German? Frankfurt Division. Something wrong?
Yeah. I just heard there was some big shootout. I can't get anyone out there to tell me what's going on.
Terry, calm down. Jack and Kim are fine. They're on their way here right now.
You sure?
Positive.
And what about the men that were after Kim and me?
They're dead. You and Kim.
Oh, that's the dead body behind it, right?
And so is Jack.
Okay. I just want us all to be back together again. I can't.
Won't be long.
Ooh.
Thank God. I'm sorry. I still have a lot of work to do, so if there's nothing else...
There is, actually. This is a little awkward, Nina, but... It's my guess that you still have feelings for Jack. And now that we're back together again and we're going to have a baby...
Terry, as soon as this is over, I plan to have myself transferred out of this office.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Nina, I'm sorry.
No, there's no need to apologize. If anything, I appreciate you being honest. Mrs. Myers.
Lucky you found her in the special computer electricity power room.
I'm about to have a Nancy Drew moment, too, I think, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where?
The usual pickup point, northwest corner.
That's always a problem.
Yes.
Huge pools of blood on the floor.
That's all right, I know you're busy. I'm gonna let you get back to work.
Oh,
can't let you go.
This is the big showdown of the whole series.
Not yet. Move back into the room, slowly.
And you know, really, I said move! Hasn't it been enough for poor Terry at this point?
She's had the roughest ride, I think.
Against the wall. On your knees. Do it!
I remember talking a lot about how to play that at the end of this particular night that there was not much left, but mostly it would move into a state of just profound shock, that there was almost no fight, nothing. It was just into a complete absence almost of feeling, like a paralyzing feeling.
I didn't hear anything, but I just got on duty. If you'd like, I can call the harbor master.
Hold on one second. Give me your phone. Could you call him now, please?
Yeah, sure.
Harbor Master's office.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
Hey, do you guys pull a body out of the harbor tonight?
No, nothing in our patrol.
You sure?
No reports anywhere.
All right, roger that.
Thanks. Let me see.
You said there's been nobody found in the harbor anywhere near it.
You sure?
Positive.
Is it possible that another unit picked her up?
We covered 50 miles of coastline. There's no body found tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thank you.
Just in case your dignity hadn't been
right.
Rude enough, just finish off with.
This is Mason.
Hey, it's Jack.
As usual, I don't know whether to congratulate you or demand your resignation.
Do you know where my daughter is?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Highway Patrol picked her up about half an hour ago. She's sitting over here now under heavy escort. You know, if you called once in a while, I could have told you.
You need to arrest Nina.
At a what?
She's working against us. Don't let her out of the building.
Oh, wait, Jack, hold on a sec. What's all this about? She
told me that I think by now they'd believe him, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
They never found a body tonight. She was working with the Dreyses to set a trap for me.
Are you sure there wasn't a misunderstanding?
About Kim being dead? No, George, she lied. There was no misunderstanding.
Doesn't sound like there's any proof either, and it's just your word against hers.
I'll get you your proof. Just don't let her out of your sight.
You know, it is pretty good, actually.
Well, the interesting thing, but in a lot of TV shows or drama, you know, your character being tied up and sitting there, you know they're going to get away, right?
Right, exactly. And this is it's one of the things I thought was so great about that,
but
too.
But by now in 24, so many crazy things
know.
Have happened. You just don't know. There's a real tension, I think.
But I will say that right before they told me about what the ending was going to be, I thought the way characters were being killed off on 24, that I was the only one who could live because I was the hero's pregnant wife.
Right, that's right.
They never kill the pregnant wife of the hero.
Yeah.
This morning.
What about the digital backup?
But not only did I get killed, but it seems to me, didn't we actually shoot it with me being shot in the pregnant guts? Didn't we do that? Yeah, we did.
Quite right, we did. Otherwise, Jack Bauer's baby could live.
Right, exactly.
If it was his baby.
It was his baby. Stop it. As I remember, there was some fierce blogging about the fact that I could be found instantly pregnant by the rapist. Remember that? There was a whole with Silas the rapist, and when I find out
right.
I'm pregnant, like within an hour, that somehow it could be his.
That was really hard.
David?
Yeah, it's great to see this scene in a really huge room like this.
Yes. I know we need to talk, but.
Were you planning those split screens ahead of time, every shot you were going in? Did you know how it was going to play ultimately, or were you finding it out a little bit in the cutting?
You'd shoot it a certain way, you know, but nothing really dramatically complicated. You'd shoot wide like this, and you'd shoot close ups. But then also sometimes you'd shoot wide so you could actually change the dialogue, so you could make the split screens work in case you wanted to cut a line out, because that was the real time problem.
But when we've put this day in perspective, you'll realize that I've been acting in your best interest all along.
I'm not angry with you, Sherry.
And also, usually in a series, I think usually these two characters would normally
feel sorry.
Come back together.
Right.
But I think she got worse in the series. Yeah. Too, I think she like...
lost touch with what it is to be a parent. A friend. A wife.
It's one of the great jobs as an actor, because everything you got to do was so complicated and interesting, and to have even only, for me, one season of it, it was just to play the gamut of emotional possibility. And it rarely happens, especially if you're a chick, right? Right. Of a certain age, let's say.
Also, in a film, you can never, you know, in very few films do you have the time to play all these different agendas.
I care what this may do to my candidacy.
Well, also, I think at this point, too, we've all worked together now about, what is it, 8, 9 months at this point, mm-hmm. 10 months? So there's a trust built up all around us. You're a consistent director, and we know that we're going to be supportive with what we're doing, so it even offers you more freedom.
Yeah, I mean, throughout the series, there were some potentially super zany things, which, thank the Lord, we didn't go jump over the cliff of impossible uncertainty.
I think I pushed right up against the edge, truth.
But I think your character out of everyone in the memory part of it.
Do you remember me saying to you, coming to you, Hopkins, I'm a little concerned about this amnesia storyline, and you said, you should be.
But fortunately, I think I told you, I had a amnesiac experience.
You told me about that. I was relying on you.
Otherwise, I had no idea what... how to do it.
David, you can't do this without me.
Oh yeah, he can. That's the great thing about that big room, you can have body language and
your hands off of me.
They'd be more scared of her than the Secret Service.
That's right. And she's so tiny, so fierce and so tiny. Music was so great on the show, too.
Yeah, it was a great job, Sean.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Jack, it's Paul Wilson. I got the Jamie Farrell.
God, it's so difficult to see driving stuff all the time and being emotional and driving stuff and having the phone and having to press special buttons inside your special car to like things and get really upset.
Remember, for most of the show, we would do the off-camera for the other person with all these phone scenes. The only ones you couldn't do it often were in the car. Right.
That's Jamie getting done.
Send this over to Mason, his eyes only. And patch me through to him.
That's right.
Mason.
George, I guess it all happened one day, so they just found it out.
Right. Yeah, it's called 24. That's right. It's all 24 hours. That's how that goes.
I remember like shooting 9 months and going, how could they have found this out months ago?
Yeah, right.
This is unbelievable.
Well, where are you right now?
I'm about 5 minutes out.
Except that when we actually shot her dying months before, we didn't know that Nina was going
to
be the bad guy.
Right, so we had to bring Jamie back in.
Right.
Uh-oh, it's almost over.
I do remember reading the script for the pilot. The split-screen stuff wasn't included in the script. It was something that was applied later, right?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm leaving now.
You have 16 minutes to reach the pickup point. We're routing you to Munich for 3 days.
Why Germany? Why can't I come to you directly?
I don't know. These are the instructions. You need to be untraceable during that time.
Sounds like me doing a German accent, that
way. It's just not a good day for Terry.
Well, she'd have been a basket case if she'd made it through to the next day.
Right.
You in from the outside. Someone will find you soon.
She's so great. She lies here.
Yeah.
She knows what she's going to do.
I mean, there are different versions of this too. Remember, there are versions where you knew she was going to do it.
And that's right.
You didn't know she was going to do it. And it was more.
That's right. And we did shoot the exploding guts, remember?
Yes.
We did the whole...
But we didn't want to... If you showed it, then there was no surprise.
Right.
Ending.
Myers! Nice.
Oh, that's Eddie's son.
Oh, is it
Eddie's
really?
Son. Yeah. The son coordinator. Who I just worked with again, actually.
I did my first movie with Eddie Donnell, stunt coordinator.
Yeah. I think it was him again. I don't think security would be so lax now, would it?
And this is the parking lot of the actual soundstage, right?
I think it was, yeah. Wasn't it? We had like 8 minutes to shoot this sequence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Now we're going to shoot stuff. It's very hard to shoot this, you know, without very much time and stuff. Because, you know, to make it, this kind of thing, feel remotely real.
Right.
It's kind of so crazy. Two cars driving towards you, they're shooting guns while you're driving.
Nina, put your hands on the steering wheel!
Now he's a bit ticked off.
Mm. There's talk about what he's going to do to her here, too, but...
You won't know who I work for. You think I work for Jason, but I don't.
I trusted you.
Just doing my job.
Your job? My wife and daughter almost died today. How many people that trusted you lost their life today because you were doing your job? Walsh? Jamie Ellis? How many others?
People die because of you, Jack.
Jack, take it easy. You need her alive. Come on, Jack. Kim just got here. They're taking her side right now.
The only thing that'll pull him out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Come on, Jack. Come be with your family. Come on, let's go. Let's go inside. This is no good. Come on, Jack.
What do you reckon? Should he kill her?
No, I think she has to come back for season two and mess his life up a little bit more.
That's cynical.
I'm entitled, don't you think?
It's nice and dark this episode.
I love that too, that they let you get away with that. That it could be dark and didn't have to be beautiful, and women didn't have
to
be made up.
So.
And yes, well, that's true too, but...
it wasn't about being gorgeous, season one.
I actually ran into somebody when the show was airing who said, you look just like that woman on 24, except she looks 10 years older than you.
Well, she had a hard day.
That's what I said.
Sweet.
Dad!
You had to try and zoom through this stuff without it feeling like we're jumping time now, because you didn't want to think about Terry for a second.
Right.
You go straight from there. They just traversed about 8 floors and elevators just in about 10 seconds just there. But I think some of it's forgivable. It'll be why it'll be always be hard to make 24 the movie that they've been trying to do for years. Because everyone wants to call it 2.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to abandon the time thing. How do we work out how to find you?
follow your nose.
We've made this CTU feel like it's, you know, 10 blocks of...
That's right.
Saving Palmer.
We just have to jump that bit.
Uh-huh.
Still. Go on.
Have you searched the floor yet? Have you searched the floor?
Not yet, sir.
Terry! 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 Oh, my God.
It's pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, at this point, I'm trying to be light.
There's no way you're dead, is there?
No.
And in fact, Kiefer, I thought, was so great in this scene.
Because he's had to do so much of this stuff.
He's doing everything,
episode,
obviously.
Let alone in the other.
And the only flashbacks I think used during the show, right?
Hmm.
And nobody knows this probably except Kiefer, but I'm actually crying here because I think he's so good in this scene.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's so wonderful.
That's the way to end the show. Wow.
A terrific ending. Which I didn't actually discover since we shot the alternative until, I think, the day before it aired, when I went into loop and discovered that. Oh, that's
it.
How you're going to go, is it? And then had to keep it a secret for at least a couple of months after, because it took a while to get over to Europe, and I was doing all that press over in Europe. Everybody
right.
asking about, aren't you so excited? Yeet. The show's coming back for season two, and I'd have to say things like, yes, the cast is very excited.
Oh, no.
And is it, what do you think is going to happen? You never know with 24, do you? I mean, this sort of like, I never lied, but this series of vague answers to never divulge that I knew what was actually going on.
This must be so hard.
Truly one of the great, great experiences I've had as an actor doing that show.